soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings from the Appalachian Mountains. This week, I read, "The Infinite Way is not a teaching. The Infinite Way is an experience." And this, of course, is from the very first book that we should have read, starting in the first degree of the spiritual journey, called Living the Infinite Way. Right from the start, we are told, you can't learn the infinite way. You will never learn the infinite way. It cannot be taught. Well, now that's rather strange. There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 books, hundreds and hundreds of hours of lectures, where an Infinite Way teacher made talks, and very specific principles that you need to know. Well, that seems like a contradiction, doesn't it? How are you supposed to know these things if it cannot be taught? Yet it's very specific. In the very first book, The Infinite Way is not a teaching. If we're still trying to learn the infinite way, we have missed the second part of that sentence, which is that the infinite way is an experience. Over and over again, we are told that we must have the God experience. Thank you, Father. We must have the God experience. Well, now, if the infinite way is an experience, and I haven't had that experience, then I do not have the infinite way. I have something else. Now, Paul cautions us, and is quoted in Scripture as saying, "For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, and life eternal. Well, then, why all this emphasis on learning the correct letter of truth? There are two parts to having that inner experience, that inner God experience, which is the infinite way experience. And the first part is indeed learning the letter of truth. And the second part is having a God experience within. Now, many of us have studied dozens of Infinite Way books and perhaps listened to the tapes many, many times and through many, many years. And yet, even after these many years, we do not have the experience. And it can even be that in the beginning of our journey, we did have the experience, and perhaps quite profound experiences. But these have all left now, and we're just walking as human beings with the memorized letter of truth in our memories, in our memory banks. And I know this because, well, it happened to me, one. Therefore, I am able to recognize it when someone comes to me and complains of problems that have been with them for years and years and years. The reason is, you can know the perfect letter of truth, and you can still die in human misery. Now let me explain that. Any of us that have been around for a while, we already know the letter of truth. If I was to say to you, what's the correct letter of truth about supply? Immediately you would pull from your memory banks, and if you were writing to me, if you were writing an email or a letter, you would say, all that the Father hath is mine. To him that hath, it shall be given. To him that hath not, shall be taken away even that which he has. And so you would tell me about the letter that explains that I need to pour out in order to prove that I have. For it is in giving that we receive. It's the bread we cast upon the waters. Supply is invisible, not that which is appearing out here. Supply is the invisible spiritual substance which flows out from the Father and forms itself as my need fulfilled. And there you pretty much have the letter of truth on supply. We could expand on that, of course, as you well know. But basically, that's the letter of truth on supply. So if I have that letter of truth in my memory banks, if I have the letter in my mind, why do I still have problems in the areas of supply? Why? Because I do not have the consciousness of supply. I have the letter of supply. And they're two different things. Let's put it this way. I'm still having problems in this area, and I'd better get honest with myself about it. I have not demonstrated spiritual supply. I am not showing it forth. No, what I have is the letter in my mind of supply. I do not have the spirit of supply or the consciousness of supply. And so the only thing that's missing from my understanding of supply is the spirit. And it's only the spirit that giveth life. The letter kills. You can die penniless, broke, homeless, and know the letter better than I do. You could know the letter better than Joel did. Now, what about health? Well, we know the letter of health. God is the health of my countenance. I, Christ, within, I am the life. Take no thought for your life. I am the life. All that God is, I am. And so the Father within liveth the life. I live, yet not I. Christ liveth my life. God itself forms itself as my body. My body is the temple of the living God. And of course, we could expand on that, turn it into a chapter or two. But that's the basic letter about health. So if I know that about health, why am I still diseased? Why do I still have one problem after another in this area? Well, it's because I only have the letter of truth in my memory banks, in my synapses, in my brain. And there's only one thing missing from my understanding about health, and that would be the Spirit of the living God. Without the Spirit, the letter kills. And so I can die from a horrible disease and know the letter of truth enough to write 3 books about it. Well, what about the area of companionship? What's the correct letter there? I in the midst of thee am mighty. I in the midst of thee am the only companion. I, omnipresence, am your companion. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with thee always. God has sent the Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth. That's basically the letter about companionship. In Him we live and move and have our being. We can never be alone. Wherever I am, God is. Wherever God is, I am. I am never alone. That presence is ever with me. That's the letter of truth. We know it. We know it. So why are you sitting there in that chair feeling so doggone lonely? Why is there one divorce after another and no companion that you're suitable for? Why is it that you're fifth partner just left you? It is because there is one thing missing from your understanding about companionship, and that would be the Spirit. The Spirit giveth life, the letter kills. You can die totally, completely alone, with nobody at your bedside, and know the letter of truth about companionship backwards and forwards. Probably a lot better than I do. Something is missing. Get honest about it. Something is missing. Otherwise, these years of study and practicing the letter of truth would be showing forth a demonstration of harmony in all of these areas, most of the time. But they're not. They're not even showing it half of the time. What are we to do about this? Well, here we come to the second part. We were promised that if we learned the letter of truth and we added meditation correctly, we would have the God experience, or the conscious awareness of Spirit. And Spirit is the thing that's missing. Now, we just went over the letter of truth for briefly, granted, but we went over the letter of truth for supply, for health, for companionship. And if you sit down and you close your eyes and you rehearse that letter perfectly, and then you are quiet for a moment, and nothing happens, except maybe a few moments of calm. Well, there's a saying, if nothing changes, nothing changes. By now, you must surely have asked, maybe even cried out, what am I missing? That is not meditation. That's simply sitting down and thinking for a little while, calming your body, and then getting up and being a normal human being again. That's not the meditation that is needed to bring forth the spirit of truth. Now, if you heard the talk last week, we spoke about an activity of truth in consciousness. We might just as well have said an activity of spirit in consciousness. Because that's the missing link. That is the thing that will transform you. The spirit transforms. The letter kills. Now, it's necessary, it was necessary, to learn the correct letter of truth so that when you're faced with these disturbing appearances, you are able to remember the letter of truth enough to calm down. Because it's only in the silence or the stillness that you're able to feel that spirit coursing through you. But now that you've done that, you've moved out of the first degree of the spiritual path, and you are somewhere in the second degree. And now it's time to learn a different way to meditate. Here in the second degree, you are going to learn how to leave the letter of truth behind. And so I want to introduce to you, maybe, a new way to meditate, but maybe not. It's in the writings, if you are able to dig it out. I would like to see you who are having difficulty and who recognize now that you have been trying to live by the letter and you're starving. I would like to see you drop the letter. Scary as that is, because you've been leaning on it for so long, I would like to see you just drop it. Don't use it. Let's say for the next 2 weeks. I would like to see you have 3 to 5 meditations a day in this manner. When you sit down to meditate and the mind starts to spew forth the letter, open your eyes for a moment and remind yourself, I'm not living by the letter. I am here for the spirit, the actual experience of the spirit. So you, mind, you be still up there. And then close your eyes. And, of course, the words are optional. But realize something like this. Father, I have been relying on words and thoughts. Black ink in a book. For so long, and I'm starving. I'm starving to death. Let me not do that anymore. I come within to you, the Spirit of the Living God. Let your Spirit be upon me, through me. Let your Spirit speak. No more will I rely on words and thoughts. I'm going to be still. I am creating an opening Father, you flow. Infinite Spirit, flow. I am still. I am listening. Just flow. And if the mind tries to come in there with a memorized truth, you are to say, no, no, I'm not relying on any statement of truth I have ever learned. You be still. Father, speak. Thy servant listens. And do that for a minute or two. Not much longer, because that'll give the mind a chance to start repeating these memorized statements of truth again. Just a 2 or 3 minutes, not longer than 5. And get up and go about your business. And forget the meditation. Forget that you had it. Don't walk around trying to repeat truths to yourself all day. You're going to take a vacation from the letter of truth. And if that's scary, that's the proof that you've been relying on that letter, which is going to kill you. You're going to die from the letter. If you don't quench your thirst, you will die from thirst. Now, a little later in the day, you might close your eyes and say, well, let's see now, what am I supposed to remember? Oh, open your eyes again. Stop that. We're not doing the letter anymore. We're not relying on the letter. I've got to go beyond that. And close your eyes again. Father, reveal yourself. Reveal your presence, your spirit, in the midst of me. I don't know how you can do that. I don't know in what way. But I know I must have you. I must know you, whom to know aright is life eternal. So let me be still. Let me be receptive. Teach me to hear. And let your spirit flow. Thy Spirit. Just 2 or 3 minutes, not more than 5. Then get up and don't think any statements of truth. If you catch yourself trying to think them, you need to say, even out loud if you need to, hey, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go beyond these words and thoughts which are choking me. And then a little later on, you might get quiet. And remember, these examples that we're giving today are not so that you can follow these words. That, again, would be following the letter. These are just examples. Something different might come to you, but with the same intention. The intention of being a receptivity. And so you might sit down again, a third time, and close your eyes and say, Father, oh, wait a minute. There I am trying to remember what I said this afternoon. And I'm not supposed to be relying on words and thoughts. So I open my eyes. Stop that. Now just be still. Just be still. We can do this. And I close my eyes again. Brand new, fresh, and spontaneous. Father, I have tried to use truth. I have tried to take these words and thoughts and scriptures and statements and the letter and throw them at my problems. I'm trying to use truth. And yet you have said I am the truth and I must use you. So I'm going to reverse all this, finally. Let me never again try to use you, try to use truth. Let truth use me. Father, let thy spirit use me. Spirit, flow. Just flow. I am listening. And so for a minute or two or three, not more than five, you have had a third meditation. But this is different. The only purpose for this meditation, for each of these meditations, is to feel spirit flowing. It's not to learn anything at all. It's not to meet any problem at all. It's not to have any type of experience at all but one. To experience this something called spirit. The experience of this spirit flowing, and it is an experience. The spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall also quicken you. And quickening is an experience that you feel inside your being when and only when you have come beyond the letter of truth, beyond words and thoughts. And so it is this spirit, this spiritual quickening that you await. And that's exactly what you do. You await. You cannot think it about. You cannot bring it about. You can only await. And so for the next week or two or three or four or eight, this is the only type of meditation you should be having. If you recognize yourself as one that has been stuck in the letter, and you realize that the letter is not setting you free, then, first of all, excellent. Good work being honest with yourself, finally. I say that lovingly because I had the same conversation with myself. And so, good work. But now, don't stop there. Practice this meditation in which you go within for one reason only, to feel an activity of spirit within your being. Now you won't feel this with the mind. The mind can only think about the letter. The mind of you cannot feel spirit. Your mind cannot feel spirit. Your mind cannot be aware of spirit. To be aware of spirit, and we know that spirit giveth life, so we've got to find this. To be aware of spirit, you must set the mind aside temporarily in your meditation. And so you're coming within now 3-5 times a day, more if you can, not knowing any statements of truth whatsoever. Each time you sit down, you're spontaneously inviting the Spirit to flow. The Spirit of God, the Christ Spirit, the Christ Presence, you're inviting it to flow. Something in you will begin to come alive. A faculty that you did not know you had, a soul faculty, will begin to be quickened. This spirit will quicken your soul faculty. And with a, not with the mind, with a new faculty, one you didn't know you had, you will begin to perceive, to know, and to feel the spirit of truth. This must become a living experience. The infinite way is not a teaching, it is an experience. And this inner experience of spirit, spirit flowing, spirit quickening, spirit being, this is the experience of the infinite way, not the knowledge. It is vital that you have this. You've been in the desert for 40 years, wandering around the desert, around the mountain. Now it's time to come up that mountain and have this experience of the spirit. We are told, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can be assured, if you do not have that liberty, you do not have that Spirit. Now, I recognize that all of us face problems from time to time. Some of our own, some that our relatives or friends or students or patients bring us. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about problems that have been with us for years and years and years, and we just cannot get free. It is because we have not brought the spirit through. We have only brought the letter. So, I would suggest that you listen to the talk we made last week, An Activity of Truth in Consciousness, and this talk, which is going to be Truth is Not a Teaching, It is an Experience. So you're going to have An Activity of Truth in Consciousness and Truth is Not a Teaching, It is an Experience. And then put it into practice. It won't do any good if you just set it down and go back to reading those 30 books you have. In fact, I would like to make reading off limits. If I could, I would sneak into your home and hide all your books. You know the letter better than I do. But now it's time to find the spirit. When that woman from Samaria approached the master and said, "How are you going to get water from this well? You don't have anything to draw it with." And Christ said to her, "If you knew who it was that asked you for water, and the gift that God has to give, you would have asked him, and he would have given you water that springs up into..." Well, he would have given you the living water, which springs up into a well of water, into everlasting life. And this is the Christ of you talking to you and saying, if you will do this, if you will tap into this well of water within you called Spirit, it will spring up into everlasting life. And you will never thirst again. Now, you may go back to your books in a few months and read them once in a while for inspiration. But for right now, why don't you just put them away in a closet somewhere? No more books, no more letter for a while. To practice this meditation 3 to 5 times a day, in which you invite the Spirit to reveal itself in some way you cannot know right now, in which you invite the Spirit to flow, in which you invite the Spirit to use you, to use your spiritual faculty. We have been told from the very beginning that learning the letter of truth in conjunction with meditation will bring the God experience. And that's true. And so now you have the first part. Now it's time for the second part, the meditation, in which you really will make the God contact and the God experience. And how will you know when it has happened? You will know in two ways. Once you leave the letter behind and you have the actual God contact or experience of Spirit within you, you will know because, number one, there will be an inner release. It's a release. Within yourself, you are set free. There's a feeling of the presence and no problem in sight. You are totally relaxed and at peace. You have been set free. Not just calm physically. There's a release. Something falls off your shoulders and you can feel it. You have found the peace of my Spirit. And then the second part is, out here, whatever the problem was that was confronting you begins to dissolve and disappear. How, you don't know. Sometimes in what looks like normal, natural ways. Sometimes very, most definitely, supernatural ways. But in one way or the other, the release within brings the freedom without. First you find your freedom in the Spirit, and that appears out here as freedom in the world. Now it says in the Infinite Way book, let the activity of truth in your consciousness, or the movement of Spirit, be your first and last and only concern. And the Christ of you, or the Spirit, will reveal itself in an individual, infinite way. You see? This must be now the only thing that you are interested in. Do not pick up any books and decide, well, now this time I'm going to work on a little of that, or now I'm going to work on a little of the advanced stuff, or now I'm going to work on world work, or now I'm going to work on learning impersonalization and nothingization. No. 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 We are going to drop the letter of truth. If that feels scary to you, it is because you've been leaning on it, but it isn't working. We've got to come to the place where we're willing to set aside all scripture for a while, not lean on any memorized truth, any statements of truth, any words or any thoughts, or any books, or any tapes, or any teachings, or any teachers. And I know that seems somewhat scary if that has been your God. But that God is a little too small because it's not meeting your problem, is it? No, that letter of truth, that black ink, is not something that we want to rely on. So, Let us make this transition willingly. Let us not be afraid to, for a season, set all that aside and come within repeatedly until we do have that inner experience of the Spirit flooding our being, or the Spirit quickening, or the Spirit flowing. An invisible, infinite Spirit, that presence, announcing itself. Without the use of any words or any thoughts, but with a new faculty, that Spirit announces itself. This is the experience we must have. We must go from the letter to the Spirit. We must go from that which kills to that which giveth life. And it's not something that anybody can do for you. You must put in the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks, and maybe even the months, until this experience comes. Remember, Joel said that he practiced meditation 12 times a day or more for 8 solid months until he had his first second of feeling this Spirit. Are we much better than he? No. No, we're not. And so if we would have this Spirit, which giveth life, then we too will have to practice however many times a day we can for however many weeks or months it takes. But once we have this Spirit, you never go backwards. Once you have had this inner experience of the risen Christ, the realized Christ, the felt Spirit of God, you never go backwards and return to just the letter, because you can't. You know now there's something better. You have had the God experience. You have made the contact. And so you won't be able to return and be satisfied with just the letter. It won't even occur to you. Once you have made that contact, it will be, okay, now I know what I have to do each meditation. And though I'm unable to do it right now at will with every meditation, now I have the wisdom to know what to look for. I know what the Spirit feels like. And now I know what to look for in my meditations. And hopefully, as I practice more and more, the meditations in which I do make contact will increase and get more frequent and closer together. Because, you see, the next step after that will be to develop and grow in the Spirit. Once you know what it is and what it feels like, it will be to grow in the conscious awareness of it, to the place where eventually you can walk around with your eyes open and there's no formal time for sitting down to meditate, because you are meditating all the time. You are a constant state of receptivity. You are a channel for the infinite, an instrument for Spirit. That's the direction we're walking in. By then, the letter of truth will be so far behind you, you may have to look things up once in a while because you've forgotten them. However, you won't ever be without the conscious awareness of Spirit again. So you see, there is a path. It's a definite one. There is a way to have this inner experience. The infinite way is not a teaching. The real infinite way is an experience, and it is this inner experience of the Spirit upon you. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, then are ye the children, the offspring of God, a child of God. Until then, you're not. And so you see, Paul is right when he says we have been adopted, and now we are heirs, joint heirs with Christ to all the heavenly riches. But if you do not live in the conscious awareness of spirit, if you do not have this inner experience, you haven't been adopted. And you are not the child of God. You are a human being leaning on the letter of truth, and it's going to kill you. But if you have and are willing to come beyond that, to set that aside and stop leaning on the letter, to come beyond words and thoughts to the actual spirit itself, then you are adopted into the household of God. You are a child of God, and all that the Father has really is yours at that point. It's no longer an idea or a theory. It's not a letter. It's not a scripture. It's a living experience where you feel all that the Father has flowing in and through you and as you. And I'm feeling that is what we really want. That we really do want this experience of the Spirit or of the infinite way. Now, just so you don't have any self-condemnation about that, realize that every one of us has gone through this and has had to pass through this particular initiation. And Joel himself went through it, and the evidence is in the Infinite Way in the chapter of the New Jerusalem, because listen how he explains this, and you'll know he went through this too. He says, "How far have I wandered from thy spirit, O tender one and true? How far, how far? How deeply lost in the maze of words, words, words. But now am I returned, and in thy spirit shall I ever find my life, my peace, my strength? Thy spirit is the bread of life, finding which I shall never hunger. Thy spirit is a wellspring of water, and drinking it, I shall never thirst. As a weary wanderer, I have sought thee, and now my weariness is gone. And, O God, depending and relying on the letter is so wearisome. Thy spirit has formed a tent for me, and in its cool shade I linger, and peace fills my soul." And that is just exactly how it feels when you finally come out of the letter and feel that spirit. Oh, how refreshing, how wonderful, how peaceful. Cool shade. It feels exactly like that. "Thy presence has filled me with peace. Thy love has placed before me a feast of spirit. Yea, thy spirit is my resting place, an oasis in the desert of the letter of truth." Now, that's exactly how it feels. That's the real deal. And I'm hoping to help all of us to reach that place. The secret place of the Most High is that place within you when you have left the letter behind and you are dwelling with your awakened soul faculty in the spirit of the living God, resting there, and it's filling you, and there's a flowing back and forth, and a oneness, a communion. And it's absolutely beautiful. And not only does it set you free within, but it sets you free without. For these are no longer two. They are one now. All right. An activity of truth and consciousness is one talk. And this, truth is not a teaching but an experience, is the other talk. Listen to these two talks if you feel so inclined. And if you do need to read something, read that New Jerusalem. Nothing else now. Nothing else. Read that New Jerusalem. Nothing else. Don't skip over there to the New Horizon. Don't you do it. Read the New Jerusalem in the infinite way, and nothing else. No other books. That should give you something if you are so addicted to reading that you can't stop. But if you can, put all of it aside. Put aside the reading, put aside the talks, put aside everything, all the letter. Don't you think of any scriptures throughout the day. I'm telling you, when you catch yourself, you stop it. Stop that. I'm not relying on the letter. And go off into the bathroom or get by yourself and have one of these short meditations, 2 to 3 to 5 minutes. You must, it is time, you must come out of the dead letter and into the living spirit. And you can do this. I can do this. We can all do this. And we must. Okay. God bless you. May the Spirit of the living God fill your being to overflowing, running out in all directions, and lift you up to a place you never dreamed possible, to that place that Christ prepared for you, and to that place that is waiting even now.